Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here. Welcome back to Fearless Femme, 5-Minute Daily Motivation. Today, we're diving into something a little different, something that might make you cringe just a bit, failure. I know, nobody likes talking about it. But hear me out, because when it comes to teaching, or really any profession where you're putting yourself out there, failure is inevitable. It's not the end of the world, and in fact, it can be an incredible teacher if we let it. Think about it. How many times have we all stumbled, tripped up, maybe even face-planted spectacularly? But did that stop us from learning to walk again? To try something new? Nope. We dusted ourselves off, picked ourselves up, and kept going. It's the same with teaching. There will be lessons where things don't go as planned, presentations where you bomb. Yes, it happens. Or students who just seem completely unmoved by your brilliant lesson plan. Ever felt like that? You know that feeling when your carefully crafted lesson goes out the window and all of a sudden, you're winging it? It happens to the best of us. But here's the magic. Every single failure is an opportunity for growth. It's a chance to reflect, analyze, adjust, and come back stronger next time. That's why I want to share 5 key takeaways about embracing failure as a teacher that will help you rock your classroom and become even more amazing at what you do. First up, reframe your perspective on failure. Instead of seeing it as a negative event, think of it as valuable feedback. Every misstep tells you something. Something about your teaching style, your students' needs, or maybe even the subject matter itself. Think of it like this. If a recipe doesn't turn out quite right, would you throw in the towel and never bake again? Nope. You'd figure out what went wrong and tweak the recipe next time. Second, don't be afraid to experiment. Sometimes, trying something new might not work out exactly as planned. But that's okay. You're learning, evolving, discovering what works best for you and your students. Be bold, try innovative teaching methods, embrace technology, and don't let the fear of failure hold you back from pushing boundaries. Remember, even the most successful teachers started somewhere with a few failed experiments under their belt. Third, learn from your mistakes. This might sound obvious, but it's crucial. Take time to analyze what went wrong in those moments when things didn't go smoothly. Ask yourself, what could I have done differently? How can I approach this situation differently next time? Talk to colleagues, mentors, or even your students for their perspectives. Feedback is gold. Fourth, celebrate the small victories. Teaching isn't always about grand achievements. It's about those little moments of connection and progress. Celebrate when a student finally grasps a concept, when they participate actively in class, or when you see that spark of curiosity in their eyes. These small wins fuel your passion and remind you why teaching is so incredibly rewarding. And lastly, remember to be kind to yourself. You're human, and humans make mistakes. Everyone does. Don't beat yourself up over setbacks. Instead, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move forward with grace and resilience. Remember, your students are watching you, learning from you, and they need to see that it's okay to stumble sometimes. It's how we get back up that truly matters. Here's a quick example. Imagine you're teaching a group of fifth graders about fractions, and despite your best efforts, they just seem confused. You could feel frustrated, throw in the towel, and decide that fractions are just too hard for them to understand. Or, you could take a deep breath, reframe the situation as an opportunity to try a different approach. Maybe incorporate hands-on activities, use visual aids, or even break down the concept into smaller, more manageable chunks. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about finding what works best for your students. So, my fearless femmes, remember that failure is not the opposite of success. It's a stepping stone on the path to it. Embrace those stumbles, learn from them, and keep moving forward with courage and determination. You've got this. Make sure to share this episode with your fellow educators who might need a little reminder about the power of embracing failure. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. I'm always here to cheer you on. See you tomorrow for another dose of fearless motivation.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.